So, what do you think? Where do we go from here at this point? Like, we still got it. I mean, you've said a number of times, like, regardless of the lawsuit, this is still something that I am interested in proceeding with, if we can get it into a framework where it's something that we can actually pull off. I'm not interested in it if we're just going to end up crucifying ourselves by bringing a suit, and I'm not going to be stupid enough to do that either.
I know, and again, I think that it has a tremendous possibility. It has a tremendous possibility, and it really doesn't matter about the outcome. It may to you in some fashion right now, but you know, to think that cuts you off from Scientology or what you consider important, God, it may even be a temporary setback, but that's the most it can be. You know, I think, fuck, grab the bull by the horns, sue the fucker. I mean, that's the way
we gotta go in. We gotta go into this thing with something that has good ground.
Exactly, and that's why you guys have to come up with affidavits. And you should be sending fucking affidavits.
Now, who, from whom? From our guys?
Well, now we're talking. Your guys, yes. It would be real smart if your guys who worked in the organization, whoever decides to do it, whoever says, I'll take the fucking plunge. You know, Mike said it was best 7 or 8. He also said, you know, use 3 or 4 outside. In other words, get an affidavit from Schomer. Because Schomer can give you the money. He can say this amount of money was sent to the profit corporation. Schomer can say 30 million in a given period. That's big bucks. Okay? Well, Schomer, Nelson, maybe someone else on the outside. I don't know. I really don't know. And let's say you had a few guys on the inside, guys who decided, I'll take the plunge. And you don't have to throw all your eggs into that basket. And
what do we want on these affidavits from these guys? I'm still...
You want anything that is known about money, the organization, number one, going to a profit corporation, ASI, number two, controlled by ASI,
okay.
Controlled by ASI, use of organization money for whatever reason. You guys can come up with the reasons. Okay, the boat in Clearwater. These are the only things I know about in the last couple of years. The Clearwater deal, the frame up of Mike Flynn. Anything that you know about PIs to harass individuals. Anything you know about money being spent for what you would consider, anyone would consider, non-charitable purposes. You know, to destroy people. You know, the control, where is the control? I don't know.
I'm seeing what you're talking about.
You know,
these guys have to have, like, personal knowledge of this shit or what? I mean, from what I understand, when you write an affidavit, you gotta, like, find guys that have...
Do you have any personal knowledge?
Some. But I don't know that it's
on this limb.
I'd rather not. I'd rather not. I mean, as soon as I were to write an affidavit, then that is going to go somewhere with my name on it, wherever it goes, to our attorneys.
Don't even sign the fucking thing. I just want to get the...
Oh, I see.
I
what
want
you're
some
saying.
Affidavits so that they can be... so that we know what the fuck is this. What are the allegations? You know, because I'm kind of getting from you, well, shit, the organization's fine for not doing anything illegal. And I'm sitting here on the outside knowing that they want me fucking dead. And that I was threatened by Eugene Ingram, that he's going to put a bullet between my fucking eyes. I know they're up to their eyebrows in it. They must have paid, I mean, how about the phone thing? How much should
they
pay?
Yeah, but do we have to find someone that has personal knowledge of that in order to get an affidavit of those things?
How much was paid to Ingram?
I don't know. I don't know that data yet.
Who paid? Who paid
Ingram? I presume the attorneys pay him.
Yeah, but it comes from your money.
Right. So it would be how much is paid to the attorney, right? I mean, that's what we want to know.
Well, who gets an accounting of what, you know, your board members. Your fucking board members. A guy's on the board and he can't find out. Those are the people who should be signing it, who should be doing
it. Okay, I'm not asking about whether they can find out, but whether they need to in order to be able to do this. You see what I'm saying? Is like
they can allege it. They can allege it. They don't even have... They can allege it.
So they don't have to, like... They don't have to have, you know, the document sitting in front of them and then sitting there.
Fucking say that the organization destroys the document.
I did.
The organization destroys. But you can simply say, you know, upwards of millions of dollars have been paid. And you fucking attach a goddamn... If you attach freedom and say that the whole thing's a crock of shit, that's fucking, you know, a court has to look at that seriously. You know, the fact that, you know, how about mailing lists. Can you get mailing lists? Who got freedom? How much was paid for freedom? Who was it sent to? All, you know, how about these issues being put out on people? Who gets them? How much money is spent on that shit?
That all going along the same line of...
The fact that organized... Number one, there is... You have to say there is a conflict, a disagreement about control of funds. Number two, we're requesting that the assets be frozen immediately. And the reason is this. Organization, this supposedly religious organization, is spending non-profit funds to destroy someone's reputation. They're paying a private investigators millions of dollars to destroy someone's reputation with fabricated evidence. You can allege that. I have a lot of faith in Mike Flynn. You know, I really don't know one way or the other whether or not the Tamimi thing's bullshit. But I've also spoken to the U.S. Deputy U.S. Attorney in Boston, and everything I get from anyone is they are going on the basis that it's bullshit and they're going to uncover it sooner or later. They're trying to extradite Tamimi right now.
Well, that would be a real PR coup.
Yeah, but I'm saying, you guys can allege it. Now, also, I mentioned to Joey last time, I don't think that anyone has to get in a frame of mind where if they don't file this thing 2 days following the indictment, like they have to take a big loss on it. I wouldn't, you know, within your group, I would let them know that, you know, the timing is not that critical. It's more sensible that everything be well done and well prepared and well thought out.
Right. I completely concur with that.
However, it's, you know, I would not delay years
television TV?
No, thanks.
So...
Yeah.
Just so that the boys inside don't take a big loss on, fuck, you know, we didn't do it, you know, the indictments happened. It can be done, but it should also be, I think, that something should happen in the next couple of months. You guys should fucking get affidavits. You know, probably the boys, some of them aren't writers, right? I mean, it's a real pain to fucking... I know, I've written... There's all of these things, you see, it isn't just organizational, there's all the personal conflicts, and there's all the egos that are all involved and the whole
right.
thing. And, but, you know, get me what they can. You know, part of what I talk
what
about...
What do you want to do with them?
I want to fucking see what can be done, otherwise, you know...
You want to sit down and just kind of sit down and go over it.
I want to go over and I want to have them and I want to give them to an attorney. I want to talk to the girl and I want to set up an office and I want to set up a separate corporation. I want to set up a corporation which will act as, outside the organization, a clearinghouse for improving conditions inside. Just the same way that OSA is currently requesting all these knowledge reports. Set up an office somewhere and via the organization's own mailing list, get knowledge reports on the guys in the top.
I dig.
With the intention of, there's so many things that can be done.
I dig.
And I want to set up with, you know, with her an office so that, you know, you guys said, you know, you don't all have typewriters, you don't, right?
I don't know, there's too much problem getting access to a typewriter. But,
well, I don't know.
Everybody doesn't have a typewriter,
exactly.
That's true.
And you can't be sitting at your desk typing up an affidavit.
That's very true.
You see? So you're going to need someone who, you know, you can give me a rough draft, and, you know, we can rework it and send the damn thing back in type for signature.
Good.
That's the kind of thing, and that's why I want to see her, because I told her, I say, you know, initially I would say, I think $20,000 to an attorney, and we need to set up a, you know, clerical office somewhere. I can't continue to do it, my wife can't continue to do it.
Right.
But I can do it if, you know, if we have some funding. I mean, I stay completely fucking broke doing this shit.
I'm not making a million out of it.
No, I know.
That's
is there any
day.
Information on what
That's
the guys at the top have paid? The boys in ASI. What is the control of ASI?
ASI, I mean, I can find out what the guys, CSI people have paid. ASI? I don't know. I mean, we could find that out from Homer.
Yeah, the way it was back then, they were making a lot of money.
Well, I doubt that that's changed.
Exactly.
I mean, we could get that from Homer. That's the line that could be used via you, maybe, to get that stuff from Homer.
Are organization funds being sent elsewhere? And you could say, well, it's all legitimate because, you know, those are the agreements. Who the fuck signed the agreement? Where are the agreements?
Right.
You know, your board member. Are they just figureheads? Just like some jerk that they pulled in and said, here, you know, sign this whenever we bring them around?
I don't know. I don't want to characterize them as jerks, but...
No, but they're treated like jerks, I'm saying.
Well,
I'm a jerk, but...
Everybody's a bit of a jerk gets treated like jerks right now. You know what I mean.
Simply like, because the attorneys are running it.
Yeah.
I can grab it. Tell enough of this fucking bullshit, the organization being run by attorneys. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Anyway, organization funds are going elsewhere when they ought not to be. Let's just say that, you know, CSC could do something. Are the board members knowledgeable enough of legal things to be able to find them? Where the fuck are the minutes kept? What are the agreements? Who represents CSC? Who keeps all this shit?
Right. Well, I don't know that they need to be legally knowledgeable to be able to find out where that stuff is.
And then find out, how do we get a copy of it?
Right.
let's find out what the agreements are, and let's find out who signed them, then let's go talk to who signed them, and find out the circumstances under which they signed them. What are the agreements?
Good.
Do you know the way I see this thing finally, ultimately going? Probably, the organization will end up suing all of its former attorneys who have given you guys fucked legal advice. Just fucked advice, because it's cost you a lot of money, no return, and the organization's public relations stance is worse than it's ever been. You know, all the PIs have brought on everyone, and with all their wisdom, are potentially a bunch of indictments and a lot of ill will. And that's malpractice, any way you type it.
Right.
And look at the possibility of finding out how many board members does it take to form a quorum, and the form of their resolutions, and
whether they have to be a meeting or whether someone can resolve something and pass it around for signature.
Sure. You have board members, do they ever have a meeting? That fact alone, what if he says, well, you know, we never have meetings and it's all bullshit and I just sign things. You know, if it's all a facade, that alone.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
But if it isn't a facade, and the board can actually do something, and board members have a vote, then maybe one day during a board meeting, something can be said. Maybe we need some new attorneys. We ought to get an assessment. Or how about just a resolution drafted and signed by enough people so that it can happen. And then you're indemnified. The fucking board decided to get some more attorneys. And then other people do this, you know, contact the attorneys, not necessarily the old ones who are all entrenched.
Mm-hmm.
You know, independent attorneys. You could look at it like, you know, all of our legal things are, let's say that the agreement is that all legal matters are handled by CFI. Number one, that's probably illegal. Number two, it sets CSC up to take the fall when they don't have control of the legal position, right? You've got to find out who deals with the attorneys. Does the board deal with the attorneys? Who does?
Well, the board doesn't deal with the attorneys.
Who does?
Well, for the most part, there is... You know what OSA is?
Yeah.
The guys in OSA that deal with the attorneys.
OSA is... Do they develop the legal strategies?
Yeah.
Or do they get direction from up above? I mean, is CSC independent or is it not? Not.
I don't know. It depends on which context that question
is
framed, you know.
In reality.
I don't think that you could really say that any of the churches were independent. Any of the... You know what I mean?
Right.
Now,
they allege independence, of course. In terms... Like, if I were to sue CSC, or if I were to, you know... They allege independence. That's the way they get around their various lawsuits. Oh, that's a separate corporation. Right?
I don't know, Jerry. I don't know the answer to that question. I presume
is
that...
Why is it a separate corporation?
From which? From
anything?
Yeah, as far as I know, that's like completely separate.
Do they operate separately, or are they underneath, are they subject to Sea Org personnel coming in and telling them what to do?
Well, I mean, presumably they would be subject to that. That would be the way that I would see, sure, if some missionary walks in there, that sort of stand up and salute, you know?
Exactly, so they're not independent. You know, a missionary can't walk into Joe's Corner grocery store and say, listen, you guys, give me 10% of your cake.
But isn't that Ecclesiastes?
Fuck!
I mean...
That's the differentiation you guys got. See, you guys are bought. You know, when I was in the Sea Org, we never even fucking had the word Ecclesiastes. that was that is bullshit, which has been created in order to allow the organization or allow the group at the top to retain control. And people buy it. It's like, you know, we never even called it the church when I was in. Just all kind of pure bullshit that people are buying. It's party line. And you need to make a very distinct differentiation between what's ecclesiastic, because then you're talking the tech, whatever the fucking tech is, and whatever the philosophy is.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're talking about, well, I can go in and order you to do whatever I want, open up your books, right? And not only that, but I can go in and rip off whatever I want, and I can send you to the RPF. Hardly ecclesiastic.
Okay. Well, okay.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Okay, that's a new view. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what I'm saying about that external look at things is something of great value, because
put
it points out things that have become so
ingrained.
Yeah, that it's like, don't see them anymore. Like, you know, you've always been sitting with trees all around you, and you know, you walk up and say, hey, look at all these trees here, and I go, tree?
Yeah, what tree?
What fucking tree are you talking about? Anyway, I'm a little concerned about getting away. Yeah.
Take off.
You've already given me a lot of shit to talk, you know, to talk over.
There are
think
so
about,
many ideas, you know, it just, it's endless. You see, I can't control it. I can't control your group.
I know you can't, you know? And there's no way that we can put you in the position to control it, because I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, yeah, well, you know, we got this guy here and this guy there and da-da-da-da-da, because that's a pointless breach of security in my view. You know, why do that?
No, that it does make sense. For me, there are certain things that are very helpful to know. I don't need to know where your people are, but there are certain times when I need to know, you know, can you get this information? Can you find this thing out? Do you have anyone in Clearwater?
We can get stuff in Clearwater.
Okay. Do you know where my PC folders are?
All of them? No.
Any of them?
Probably we can find out where those ones that were being shipped before.
Do you know why they were being shipped?
No. I don't know why they were being shipped.
Do you know who ordered them shipped?
No.
Can you find those things out?
Possibly, yeah.
Make a note, you know, anything that people know about PC folders, anything that, you know, the misuse to which these things are put, any culling that has gone on in any information which has gone to PI. Did you? Who deals with the PI? The OSA people?
Well, yeah. Okay. The way that the PI line works, as far as, well, you know, on the ones that I have any understanding about, it goes from OSA to the attorneys to the PI.
Peterson, the main guy?
Yeah, he's the main attorney.
Jesus, he's such a dumb fuck. Yeah, he's just a political, you know? He just kind of maneuvers and sleazes his way along. He's a fucking shitty attorney. He really is very stupid.
I'll make sure we don't take a thing to him.
Oh, have you met him, eh?
Yeah,
I've
met him.
Fucking dense. I don't know, I mean, but he's a sleaze, you know, so he kind of has stayed in his little niche of power by sleazing and by not being the guy to take the falls on all the cases that they lose, right? But he's
still
the
there.
Fucking guy.
He's still there.
Just dumb shit too. I love that.
Well, listen.
You know, even lay that kind of information out. Who has first-hand knowledge of that?
Of which?
Of that use of the PIs. That's the line, you know? Money's paid to attorneys, and they in turn deal with the PIs. What information is given to the attorneys? Does has anyone got one instance of anything from anyone's PC folder being told to an attorney or a PI? Anything.
Okay.
Anything that you can think of that is just, it's either corrupt or it's rotten or even borders on illegal. And illegal does not necessarily mean the commission of a crime. It just means money used for the wrong purpose.
And that's like civil.
Well,
civil as opposed to criminal.
But this is a civil matter.
Right.
You know, the organizer, you know, just to say that, number one, the organization is in control of people who ought not to control it. Number two, they grab power by X means, however they grab the power. Number three, the current board of directors are mere figureheads. Or what, you know? Number four, you know, so much money has been paid to do such and such. Number five, you know, money was paid to PIs, $250,000 to entrap people in Florida. Now, you know, so much was paid to, you know, you could just say, you know, millions of dollars have been paid to PIs to harass and frame viewed enemies of the organization. All those kind of things that are just, they're not the way you want it to be. You know, what is the organization now? And then get the damn affidavits written. I don't care if they can't even write, but just, you know, put down into as sensible a form as possible whatever information the people who you predict could potentially sign the complaint.
And we want the guys that would actually be the plaintiffs to do those.
Well,
the guys that are they're obviously going to be the same people.
Yeah, but on the other hand, there are other people on the outside.
Right.
Homer Stomer, maybe Mayo, I don't know, John Nelson, perhaps other people who have been the subject of harassment or who know of organization monies being used improperly.
Well, you may have to help us with those ones.
I will help. I want to also find out about money and whether or not someone wants me to talk to attorneys.
Okay.
And get me phone numbers. A phone number. I'll only call if it's absolutely desperate. Also, you guys should set up a contingency, I think. Figure something out, and I can be the person that you want. So that if someone is held inside, that they're able to, you know, that there's some means of getting that information out. Because, you know, no one wants anyone to be hurt.
That's very true.
So figure out
very true.
Some contingencies like that so that, you know, every 24 hours, if there isn't a call every 24 hours, call a Fed.
Okay.
Something. You know, I don't know what form it'll take, but I think we should be real smart. It's freezing in here.
Me too. Yeah.
I think it'd be real smart to start developing things along the line.
So, I'm not going that direction.
That's fine.
What I want to do is, I got quite a bit of shit to talk over here, go over with the other guys.
Yeah.
And, I will get in contact with you using the numbers that you already have for right now.
Yeah, call my place.
Give you... You got those ones from Joey, right?
I got three.
I'll give you one of those. I'll give you one of those.
Good.
You can then... I'll go to that phone, you know, and I'll tell you a half hour or whatever. You can call me there and then I'll set up and we'll meet somewhere else.
Good.
And then when I come next time, I'll bring another list of numbers to...
Okay, and
throw it away.
Okay, and some means so that if you know.
Yeah, we'll get the PO box set up
and a number so that.
Yeah, I don't see that there is any problem. I didn't see any problem in setting it up so that you could call a number like even in Joey's area, just call that number and leave a message for him. Not you, but
right.
Under
I understand.
suitable guys, you know, your mother called and left a message and wants you to call her back or something. Mm-hmm. And he wouldn't even have to go to the phone or anything. He'd just have the message passed to him, like...
I don't know his name. But anyway...
No, well, that's fine. That's fine. I haven't...
want to know. By the way, you're just some blonde guy. Gosh, you had a long black beard. It's the only thing I remember.
Right. Well, I appreciate that.
Good. Good to see you again.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye.